WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Welcome back to our Wednesday Tusk Talk series here on WTUZ. With me today is Tuscarawas County Sheriff Orvis Campbell. And before we kind of get into some specific questions here, I wanted to first go over the coverage area for the Sheriff's Office and kind of the manpower in the different departments that you have under you.
You know, we have jurisdiction in the entire county, but our primary patrol area and responsibility is in those areas that don't have police agencies or have part-time police agencies. We have five divisions at the Sheriff's Office. We have the patrol division that you see in the black and gold sheriff cars. We have a detective bureau, a civil office, which is court services, serving subpoenas, sheriff sales. You know, if you don't pay your mortgage or taxes, you know, we have to do sale. We have the 911 center. You know, we handle all 911 calls and non-emergency dispatch for virtually all these smaller police departments. We handle 911 calls for everybody, all police and fire, but we even handle the non-emergency stuff for all the smaller police departments that don't have dispatch centers. And then the jail is our biggest division, by far the most expensive, probably the division that's the most difficult. There's so many complex issues going on in society right now that those all manifest inside the jail.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And of course, I'm pretty sure that you see it here, overcrowding. I know that's been a big topic.
It is. I mean, virtually every jail is overcrowded. There's two things that are really leading to that. One is the level of addiction is so great that sometimes judges have to use the jail as a detox center. And a majority of our people are repeat offenders who are coming in that are struggling with their addiction. And most of those are coming in on some sort of probation violation charge because they've been put into some sort of program and can't stay away from their addiction. And it's a really terrible thing. The other thing is mental illness. You know, those individuals do commit crimes. In most cases, you're looking for a more appropriate place to get them. And the court works very closely with law enforcement and the probation staff and our local mental health agencies to try to get them into a facility that's going to help them either with their addiction or their mental illness. They don't keep returning.
Now, one thing that I've noticed over the past couple of years, especially for last year, was there wasn't, and when I say major crimes, we're going to talk about like maybe like homicides. It seems to be, at least on my end, that there's been a decrease on that over the past few years.
Well, I think you're right. I think some of it is luck. We've had a few more shootings that didn't result in terrible injuries. You know, we had three trials of individuals for attempted murder. There were several bullets fired in that gunfight over a drug deal. We had another one down on 21. We've had a few more shootings than we did. We do have a little bit more violent crime back on the uptick, but our murders have been down.
Now, you mentioned the evidence technician position. How's that been holding up?
Well, that's one of the things I can say I'm just incredibly proud of. So in July, Sergeant Ryan Hamilton became certified through the Ohio Attorney General's Office as a master evidence technician. He also then earned a certification from an international association called the International Association for Identification. We also were able, after a very long wait, we raised private funds for a specialized van. It's nothing really fancy. It's just a van that is appropriate, got appropriate shelving in the back to hold all his crime scene gear. We're very happy with what he's done. The county prosecutor has really given us a lot of accolades on that. He has felt that the creation of that position has been significant in solving crimes that would have otherwise been unsolved. That evidence technician has now been invited to train with the FBI's evidence response team here in Ohio. You know, we kind of joked, and I told him when he got that opportunity that if he didn't get to do anything but hold their coffee, it would be a great experience. But from his first training up there, they had him jumping in, and they were doing a very large shooting incident reconstruction. And he's developing connections that will benefit Tuscarawas County when we need them.
Cool. And kind of looking back for 2019, what are maybe some of the highlights that happened or, you know, things that kind of came into play for the sheriff's office?
Well, I think addiction highlighted 2019 in general. It's something that we're all working together on. It's a very polarizing issue. You know, some people believe that these individuals just put themselves in that position, and others see it from family members that it's truly a sickness and it's an uphill battle. I don't think anybody has any easy answers. We have taken on a role in law enforcement that has never been seen before in the history of law enforcement as far as our training to try to improve our social work skills as well as working with those who provide the services for mental health and addiction. One of the ways we did that is we've been operating now for a couple of years something called the Quick Response Team in a proactive basis to contact any individual that has overdosed that week and trying to get them into treatment. And addiction, you know, has really switched a lot locally from heroin to methamphetamine, right, which is an equally devastating drug, but the only silver lining is there's been less deaths. You know, we really need to make sure that we have our youth growing up focus on understanding that they need to take a very serious look at everything they put in their body.
One major project that's still in the works now is that new 911 operating system. What's the update on that?
I'll be honest with you. It was supposed to originally go into effect in December or January of 2018 and 2019. Oh. I mean, we're over a year overdue.
Right.
You know, it's frustrating, but it's still moving and we're almost there now. I can honestly say that. The project is very complex. The radio system is being built by Motorola. Motorola is the service provider. We're almost to that point where Motorola is going to turn it over to both Marks and then a local company that does a lot of the radio programming, Staley Technology. So the county has done their part. They've gotten the money. They've paid it. There's nothing we could have done. This is in the hands of a private company. I don't have a hard timeline now. They're telling me now that something that gets done in the next 2 weeks will really determine a hard timeline that I'll be able to put out in writing.
And of course, even with this timeline disruption, the tax, it's still going to fall off.
Yes, it's still going to fall off. I mean, in fact, you may have seen that the commissioner's office just paid off Motorola early with the tax money. They borrowed a little bit from the general fund and are just going to pay themselves back as that tax continue comes in. That way we didn't pay any interest. They saved the county taxpayers a ton of interest money. And we should be good for another, you know, 10, 11 years.
And that's all for this episode with Tuscarawas County Sheriff Orvis Campbell. He'll be back next week to talk about some other events happening in the law enforcement community, such as his view on front license and guns in schools. Don't forget, all Tus Talk audio can be found at WTUZ.com under the podcast section. With WTUZ, I'm Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.